Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara. So excited to be back in my hometown of Miami after 20-something hours of flying from Europe. Long trip, but I'm so happy to talk to you. And guess what? I'm talking about how to navigate the dating world. Because, you know, dating is a world on its own. So meeting people and meeting different people and picking out the best match for you can be so complex, so confusing, so difficult. And I said, let me work with you to help you go through various elements of dating. Because everybody has problems of dating in the world today, and everybody's trying to date, like dating online, matchmaking, compatibility, finding the red flags, and so on. There's so much stuff to take into consideration. But I said to myself, it's so important to find some kind of a guide to dating, because everybody's doing it believing that's the correct way to do it, and you just go in one of those sites and you find the ideal person. And it's not that easy, because you probably heard the phrase, there are plenty of fish in the sea, which is very true. There are plenty of people out there. Whether you meet them at a party, through the internet, through a dating site, through a friend. But there are so many potential partners. But which one is the right person for you? And why is it so difficult to find the right person for you? And how do you know you're not settling for someone just because you just don't want to be alone and you think it's the time to do it? How can you make sure you have that genuine chemistry with a person? Because we all want to meet a soulmate, but under the pressure of being in a relationship, many of us enter all kinds of compromise relationship or go to what is considered a transition. Then down the line, we start to feel dissatisfied. And at that point, it's very hard to break off a relationship because we've developed some feelings, we got attached. I always tell people, don't get attached. But it's easy to say and very hard to do. So let's navigate through the truth of the dating phase. So whether you nowadays dating or want to date or have some answers, let's clarify some aspects of the dating aspect. And tonight, that's what I said. I'm going to try to tell you my take on the few signs that someone is the right person for you. Because I feel that the first thing that you should know is pay attention to the top red flags that you should never ignore. If you look at the person and you see signals, you know, the so-called red flags and things that are not right, then you should run away with the speed of light. And the first indication when you meet somebody and you just look into that person's eyes is my opinion, the first thing is knowing that your inner voice, your intuitive mind is never nagging you, because your inner voice is the first one to reveal when someone is not the right person or when something is wrong. So you have to pay attention to that gut feeling, the first feeling that you have. Not the feeling, oh, he's handsome, or she's beautiful, or I'm attracted to this person. It's no accident you found something that proves this person isn't what they seem to be. So you have to look beyond that facade, that to several suitcases into a relationship, then the relationship starts to get way too complicated. And in my opinion, what I suggest you to do when you see somebody coming into your life with a lot of luggages, run away, because you want something that is more simple and pure and clear. You don't want to start into something that is way too complicated and carries way too much baggage, no matter how much you feel love for that person. That's my take on it. Second of all, he doesn't want to compromise. So you meet somebody who doesn't want to compromise, because somebody who doesn't want to compromise can't survive. A person's inability to compromise quickly becomes evident. Your partner should be compromising freely. Because I want to tell you, if somebody doesn't want to compromise in the relationship, there will be no relationship. And another element of it, if you see that person has these mood swings, these extremes, this emotional instability, which we see a lot nowadays, you know, that can leave you exhausted. If you're dating somebody with that emotional up and down, at the end of the day, you will be totally drained. So if you are dating somebody like this, you will be exposed to emotions like bitterness, resentment, anger coming from that person. And your life will turn into an emotional roller coaster that takes its toll on you sooner or later. So you don't want that. So these are elements you should consider from the beginning. Another thing you should consider is generosity. When I say generosity, not monetary generosity, because not everybody has money to buy you flowers every day or give you expensive gifts, but a person who has generosity with his time, with affection, with good intention. You don't want somebody who's greedy, who's all about himself, who's egotistic, who's a narcissist. The person who wants to share his world with you is a person who is preparing for a future with you. So if I want to share my world with you, that's my generosity. Because generosity is rare. And you have to be grateful for somebody who's giving in all the sense of the word. And to me, then you feel your heart for that person. And that person is somebody you should give your time and pay attention to. Another element from the beginning is being faithful. If you're with a partner who's unfaithful for the beginning and you discover that he's disloyal early on, move on. Don't try to forgive and give him another chance. He will do it to you again. You know, because chances are, as I said, he will cheat again. And you... Often we believe that we can change people or mold their character and they will be somehow different than they've been in the past. But you know what? In many cases, we'd experience deep disappointment. And then we came to the realization we can only change ourselves. Another element that I want you to pay attention. So let's summarize. Trust your intuition. Don't get involved with somebody who has too many things, too much karma carrying it into your life. Don't get involved with somebody who doesn't know how to compromise, with somebody who has mood swings, with somebody who's not generous, who doesn't want to share his world with you. Don't get involved with somebody who's unfaithful. Don't get involved with somebody who treats other poor people poorly, because if that person treats other people, he's rude to other people, sooner or later, he will be to you. If he has negative relationship with his family, with his friends, with his siblings, with I don't know who, then can sooner or later be reflected into your life. So your partner may treat you nicely at the beginning and treat other people nicely. That's important. Don't be with somebody who is in and out into your life, who somebody who comes and goes. So, because that there are people who don't wanna be very stable from the beginning. They just come, they live your life, then they come back and start. So be careful not to settle with a partner who's distant sometimes, sometimes ignorant of you. So one of the sort of greatest qualities of someone you can find is someone who's stable. So look into the stability of the person you want to get involved with. Also, be careful if the person you want to be with, be careful if he doesn't take care of himself. The way in which someone treats themselves is reflected in the way he will treat you. And if your partner is self-destructive, which a lot of people are self-destructive, they are very addictive. They tend to drink or to smoke, or they're very self-destructive. They can be self-destructive when it comes to their finance, their appearance. They care less about their job, their home, their belongings. So look for someone who handles himself responsibly and lovingly so that he can treat you in the same way. So your partner is a reflection, should be a reflection of you. If he's destructive, then you're attracting someone who represents something in your subconscious mind that tends to self-destruct you too. Don't get involved with somebody he cannot commit. That is my number one statement. Because lasting relationships are the deeply fulfilling bonds we crave, but not all of us are able to commit. So consider sometime your partner's dating history. He has been able, you know, to be committed in one serious relationship before, or he has not. This is something you have to ask yourself. If you find a partner who has a hard time to keep up long-term love or long-term relationship, then there is a problem there. So you have to reflect on these red flags that I gave you before you engage in a relationship. And you have to always put your own well-being first. And of course, this is your call. As you know very well, I'm going to go and take some of your calls. But then I also want to talk to you about how to find a good partner by understanding what you really need. I want to see who's calling, because there's a lot of people calling me. And I love to talk to some of my callers, and then we'll go to discussing how to find a good partner, because that's very important to know. Because dating multiple people is easy, and you know what's complicated? Finding the right partner. And so having a lot multiple partners, that's easy. You can find them online and try to date three people in the same time. But finding one, you know, to commit to, that's very hard, because there are steps that you need to take. You need to understand, first of all, what you need. You don't want to hurt anyone, including yourself, but you need to know, am I ready? You know, do I also have fun? Do I want a family? Or do I want something in between? If you don't really desire to be in a relationship, don't start a romance with a person who wants commitment. And similarly, if you're looking for a serious relationship, please don't settle for a person looking to have like a few nights with you. So that's not what you want. So from the beginning, if you want a good partner, you talk to yourself and you ask yourself, what do I really need? Do I really want commitment? Do I want a family right now? Or I just want to have fun? So this is the first thing. Second of all, you have to pick somebody who's authentic. Not just someone you are attracted to, because this is key. A person can come across as very charming at the beginning and so sweet. It's almost like the first impression can fool you. Anyone can put an act that act disappears, you know, in a minute. So you have to pick up a partner who's genuine, not necessarily exciting. You go by the excitement. Oh my God, I met a guy, he's so exciting, he's so amazing. But is he genuine? So an indication of someone who's willing to help you when you need help, an authentic person accepting you with your flaws instead of trying to mold you to their liking. So pick a partner, as I said, go beyond that surface, go beyond that act, and find who he really is, that genuine, authentic self, and then make a decision. And when you do that, you have to actually see beyond the season, like we used to say. Like, don't dismiss the potential of a relationship, because a relationship might have a chance to flourish, but a healthy bond doesn't come with an expiration date. Like, a dream doesn't come with an expiration date. The best way to understand the role of a relationship is to answer two questions. What lesson has this person come into my life to teach me? And realistically, can I see a future with this person? When you meet somebody, the first thing you have to ask yourself, can I see a future with this person? And what is this person teaching me? So these are important things that I want you. And then after, you know, after we go and we, both of us, introspect this, we'll take a break, and I'm going to go and talk to, there's a lot of callers, Jeannie's, just hold on the line, Margot, and all of you waiting for me tonight. I'll be with you just in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. And we were talking about how to find a good partner. And I was trying to give you some tips about how to pick up a person who's authentic, how to see beyond the season, how a healthy human bond doesn't come with an expiration date. So it's very important to see the reason of a relationship. So, and to understand that there's no coincidence when you meet somebody, and to understand if you realistically see yourself, and also meet somebody who's capable of emotional intimacy. Intimacy that is emotional is deeper than the physical level. Intimacy is soulful. So emotional intimacy is the glue that brings and keeps two people together. It's a mental exchange between two people. So pay attention to the person who you like. Ask them what they need, how their day was, what are their goals. Encourage them to communicate. Set yourself up as a source of trust and support. This is what is missing in relationship. Usually, I see this. I handle marriages, and I see people going through divorces, and I work with this. And I definitely can say that establishing emotional intimacy creates that attachment. So be aware of the person who is close off or emotionally unavailable. So these are things that you need to be aware of when you start something so great like being involved seriously in a relationship. But I'm going to go and see who's calling me today, and I'm going to go to Jenny from California. Hi, Jenny. How are you, my dear? And thank you so much for calling me.
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you, my love? How are you, and how can I help you?
Well, I am dating somebody, and I was calling to find out if, not sure if I'm listening to all of your advice here, and he seems like a genuine person, but, you know, still just the fourth or fifth date. I don't have a ton of experience dating, so...
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So you saying that this would be your one of the first time when you really... Okay, let me ask you this. What do you really want? Do you really just want to have fun? Or you thinking, as I'm dating because I really think this is my time to commit?
I would like to have a committed relationship with the right person.
With the right person.
Yeah, and that obviously takes some time to get to know someone a little bit, right?
So okay.
All the things, qualities you just talked about.
Right. That, yeah, well, right. I'm giving you some tips to pick up somebody who's authentic, and for that you have to understand that you have to go beyond that surface, that charm, that charisma, that act that some people put, you know, the appearance.
Right?
Yeah, and that time, exactly, that takes time. That's why building something takes time. Nothing can be done. That's why when you say, well, I just met this person and I jump in something and we decided to move together right away, and that is a disaster because we don't know each other. It takes time. But there are things at the very beginning. There are those red flags. Is the person willing for commitment, or is he just having fun? You know, listen to that intuition that tells you, I feel something. Do I see myself with this person? What is this person bringing in my life, you know? Can I develop that emotional intimacy? That's very powerful because it comes from getting that. That's probably the first thing you need to do, the emotional intimacy. You know, can I connect? A lot of people are emotionally closed. And then it's very difficult to attach, very difficult to... And some women ask themselves, well, I spent with this man 3 years of my life, but I never knew him because he was emotionally closed. I never get to know him. And at the end, when we separate, I felt like I had no idea who was I really married to, you know? So the first thing should start with opening to each other, that mental exchange, you know?
Yeah.
So knowing what they need, what their goals are, encourage communication, you know?
Yeah. So, well, he does say that he does want to eventually have a relationship.
Okay.
So, but I don't know. Can you tell? Can you?
Okay, there's some... So here we're going into me using some of the ancient teaching, which is... using a way to see whether energetically you are compatible. So there's a way of doing it. If you buy my book, Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, there is a trick there that shows you how to look into which type of relationship this can be, and also to calculate through the birth code whether this is a match or it's not. So I can do that. If you give me his birthday and yours, I will tell you where it, is this karmic, is it not? Are you compatible? Are you complementary? What is going on here? Do you mind giving me that if you know his birthday?
I do. It's
okay.
5/7.
Give it to me.
5/7.
So 5/7.
1958.
Okay.
Yeah. And I am 9/6/68.
1968. Okay, hold on 1 second. Was he married before?
Yeah.
Okay. He was married before. He has two kids?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. So it's normal that, and it's actually a good thing that he was married before, because it means that this was a man who wanted to have a good relationship. He is he's healthy, he has longevity. He has someone in his family who had a heart problem. Do you know any of this? Did he ever talk about any member of his family who had a heart disease or something?
Maybe his dad.
Okay. You're compatible with him. Relationship is very compatible. So, hold on one second. Yeah, this relationship, it looks very good. It looks very promising. Yeah, it looks like this is not karmic, but it's a relationship in which I feel like he's very careful how he's gonna sort of handle this. He really likes you. I feel he's genuine. I feel he has good intention. I think this can work. On the other hand, I think you are also paying a lot of attention. Were you in a relationship before that lasted at least 8 years?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but this was not really a marriage, or was it?
No.
Not a marriage, no? That's what I thought. But I thought there was a man in your life at some point. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there was somebody, but sorry?
For too long.
Yeah, he was in your life, but I never felt that this was actually, it ended up in a marriage. But it was something, in a way, in and out. But you couldn't really let him go at some point, though I think you really wanted to let him go. But I feel like this other person, he's way better.
Yeah.
If you agree with me. I feel very good about this relationship. I think this has all the chances to work. And I actually think it has all the chances to work, especially during the second part of 2020. It's almost like I feel, okay, give him more time, but as we're moving into, I won't actually be surprised if the summer or the fall of the next year, you will really decide to move with him or take this relationship to another level of power. Does it make sense?
I don't know.
So that's my anticipation of it. So I should say, if you don't mind, and if you have a pleasure, and if you have the time, you should call me again in like half a year or 10 months from now, or call me anytime. I mean, you can call me anytime you want. But I anticipate that by then, because your perfect time to get married will be most likely second part of the next year, even within a year from now, even at the end of 2020, because you're at the beginning of a life cycle. So that will be ideal time for you to get married. That would be ideal.
Yeah, but this is only like in a couple of days, our fifth date. But
yeah, so this is at the beginning, but it's so precise. I'm so convinced of what I'm telling you. I'm so convinced that if we look at the summer of next year, the fall of next year, this will be something, this will turn into something nice. I feel good about this man. I do think he is careful. I don't think I think he is authentic. I think he is looking for a serious relationship. This is a man who stayed married for a long time. I think he's a responsible man. I see him successful. I don't know if you agree with me. Is his father deceased?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he die of a heart attack?
I think so.
Yeah, because the only thing that he needs to be careful is that the problem with the heart runs in the family. And this is the only thing that this man, I'm saying this man has longevity, has a long life. He needs to take care of his heart. You know, I know exactly what I'm talking about, and one day you'll give me credit for this. Other than that, his mother, is she still around?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the mother is, he takes a lot on the mother. So this is a man who's in good health. He has a son?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him, his son. No, this is all good for you. This is good.
Okay, we'll this see. But he is dating still other people.
No, I don't really see him. I see him trying. It's normal because he went through a difficult separation, in my opinion. And you know what I think? I don't think he really wanted to separate. So I feel he was hurt. And I feel he suffered. And I feel he has issues trusting women right now. But I'm very convinced that he is trying very hard to rebuild the trust. So try to get to know him better, but believe in this, the potential of this relationship. I think you are the one for him. Let me know how it goes. Call me and let me know.
I will. Thank you.
I'm excited about this for you. Okay, my dear. Thank you for calling me. Okay, my love. Okay.
Bye-bye.
So I'm going to go to Gloria in Florida. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, my love. How are you?
I am so impressed with what you just did with that young woman. I'm a giggler also.
I love you.
Very simple question.
Okay.
I just met a guy. I'm 80. He's 81.
Okay.
He took me to lunch, and we had a wonderful 3.5 hours.
Okay.
He didn't waste any time, called me that night to ask me out for next week. Simple question, unless you want to do a read like you did for the other person.
I'll do it. Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Sweetheart, because I do know his birthday because it's coming up next week. But,
right. I love you, Gloria. I so love you. You're such a wonderful person. I'm so inspired by you.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I do that good. With people. I bring joy wherever I go, usually.
You are a beautiful soul. I feel it. You know, when I talk to someone, I feel the people's soul. It's such an amazing feeling to sense that person at a deeper, deeper level of probably even deeper than they know themselves. You know, it's an amazing feeling. Yeah.
I'll take the compliment. I'm good.
Yes, you deserve it. You deserve it. Give me your birthday and give me his.
Okay, mine's February 15th.
Mm-hmm.
39.
Yes. Okay, you don't sound 80. That's by the way. So there are two things, Gloria, that I want you to probably you hear from me for the first time. There's Kronos and Kairos that come from Greece. Chronology is Kronos, meaning your numerology is your chronology. And then Kairos is your vibration energy. And when I talk to somebody, the chronology means something, but the vibration energy might be different. Playing a bigger role. That explains why people live to 106 and some people die at 35. The chronology is different than the Kronos. So the Kronos is different than the Kairos. In other words, the vibration energy is way more significant. So your vibration is of a woman, probably, honest to God, 58. So that's your vibration energy. So give me his vibration energy. Give me his birthday first.
October 23rd.
October 23rd.
October 22nd.
22nd, okay.
1938.
Okay, let me do something here. He had a very strong connection with his mother. He had a sister.
I don't know anything about his siblings.
The reason I'm asking you is because I'm looking at his karma. He also was supposed to have one child at least. Does he have a daughter?
No, he has no children.
It's interesting that he might have one that he doesn't know. I would not be surprised. That's funny.
I don't know.
Okay, let's see, Gloria. You have a very long life ahead of you.
Thank you. I'll take
And he has longevity too. Hold on. One. Somebody lived a long life in his family.
I don't have any. You know what? It was just the first date, Carmen.
He is also, it's interesting. You have a karmic connection with this man coming, I think, from a past life. You knew him in a different time.
Oy.
At the beginning of 1904, you met him way before the First World War in a different life. You lived in a life and you had I see a black piano. I see something in that life in which you guys lived together. You had a karma with this man. It's fascinating how you had to meet him. Both of you will connect and you get to know each other better. I feel good about this with him. This man has money. I mean, he has a stable financial situation.
I hear that. Somebody told me that.
Yeah, he has money. First of all, he's born on the day of a 22. That will give him power. It's a master number that brings him money. His numerology is very relevant for being having a long life. He will live to the 100. And so do you. So you guys have many years ahead of both of you. Very good health. So it's interesting that in none of these cases I see major diseases. Do you agree with me?
Well, I am very, very healthy.
That's what I'm telling you. Your vibration energy, the Kairos, is of a 50-something-year-old woman,
yeah.
And him is a 60-year-old man. So you guys might have 80s, but you're actually way younger than the chronology. Way younger. So is he. So both of you can have a great time together. I'm gonna take a break. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere, okay? Hold on the line.
I have to ask you the one question I wanted to ask you.
Ask me after the break. I need a short break of a minute break, okay?
Hold on
the line.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
So I'm back. So we were talking about, I was talking to my wonderful friend Gloria. So what is the question, Gloria?
A very simple one.
Yes.
Sunday is just the second date.
Mm-hmm.
Can I trust to get in his car? Because usually I wait a while, but somebody told me he's a gentleman. So I'm not sure if I should tell him, no, I'll go wherever you tell me to meet you. Or should I let him pick me up?
I think you can let him pick you up. But go by your gut feeling. I personally see no worries to let him pick you up. But if you feel more comfortable, it's like it's how you feel. I personally don't see this is a nice person. This is someone you definitely can trust, you know.
I hope you're right.
But just for your own, you know, just for your own safety, if you have any fear or if you have any doubt, then it's okay to go take a cab, meet him somewhere else if you feel more comfortable and get to know him.
I'm very conflicted because...
If you're conflicted, don't do it. In life, you should never do things that you don't feel 100%. So then tell him, I'm going to meet you somewhere, you know?
I'm leaning towards letting him take me because a friend of a friend told me he's very reliable. So I really don't want to...
No, he's a reliable man. He's a reliable man. His wife died?
No, he's divorced like I am.
Oh, there was a woman he loved that died. I don't know who that is. So he has a woman in the spirit world. He has his mother in the spirit world that he had a connection with. He was in love with a woman at some point other than his wife.
Oh.
And I really think this man was supposed to have a daughter. There was somebody at that point in his life. I don't know if this was before his wife. Something happened. And I get a name like Elizabeth, Eleanor, something with an E name.
If he had any siblings or if he had. I didn't discuss that the other day.
Well, talk to him. See what he says, but try to get to know him. Get to look into all this... elements that I was talking about, this emotional part, the getting to understand whether you see yourself with him in the time I've had, whether this is something you feel good about, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this. The 3 hours that we spent, we talked about everything. I'm into music. He's into music. He tested me on a psychological... and I answered him, and he was very impressed, and I was impressed that he asked me. So we had a really packed 3 hours.
I feel very good about this. I really go by my instinct, by checking on the compatibility. This is a relationship that is very compatible. It's karmic coming from a past life. In this life, you guys were supposed to meet. You were supposed to connect, which it happened.
Wow.
He is a man who can treat you very nice. I do believe you guys, when you will connect, something wonderful will happen between you two. So a healthy connection doesn't come with an expiration date. So think of that.
If a number of people weren't listening, I would sing to you because I'm a singer. But I would like to, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you're a singer? I'm a singer, too.
Oh, are you a soprano like me?
I'm a singer. I sing since I was 9 years old. I have a lot of music online. If you Google me, put Carmen Jara, you see many of my songs.
Oh, wow. I'm all Broadway, but the song that I'm not going
right.
to sing, but it's You're a Sweetheart. You know that one?
Oh, beautiful. Yes, yes.
So it's just been wonderful talking to you. You're a sweetheart. I did not know what to expect.
Oh, I'm so glad that you called me, Gloria. And I'm here every Tuesday. Whenever you need me, Gloria, call back and let me know how it goes. Let's talk more about him. Yes, absolutely. Let's see more into this relationship. But I anticipate something wonderful coming out of it.
You put a smile on my face.
You deserve it, my Gloria.
So the number I just dialed is the same number?
This number, 202-570-7057. You can call every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm here, and you can call. And Christopher is the producer. He's an amazing person. He will connect you with me anytime you need me, Gloria. Let's talk about this in the weeks ahead, and let me guide you through this relationship that will be wonderful for you.
Thank you so
and
much.
And you deserve it, Gloria. You deserve it.
Thank you, thank you.
I love you, Gloria.
Love you back. We
okay.
need people in this world.
Oh, you're so beautiful. I love you.
Thank you.
You made my night. I thank you, Gloria. God bless you.
Welcome. Carry on.
Okay, my love. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
You're
thank
bye.
You. And I'm going to go to Margot. Hi, my lovely Margot.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I love you. How's my Margot doing?
Oh, holding up. But I'm not here to talk about my love life because I know what I'm doing in it.
Okay, that's good. So that's fine. But, you know, my topic today was let's help people a little bit, you know, how to find somebody, because a lot of people struggle, or a lot of people, how should I put it? You know, they don't find the true elements of, they don't know how to create a true compatibility, you know, and they don't know how to connect. So they don't know how to set a lifetime goal. They don't know how to regard family in the same way, you know. They don't see the world with the same eyes. Sorry? Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree, but love is the easiest thing. It's either yes or
it's no. Yeah, I agree, but I do believe that finding someone in your life is not such an easy thing, you know, because there's a lot of elements that they need to work together.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think they compromise, but I don't, you know, I don't agree with being just in a compromise relationship just for the sake of being with somebody.
No, I would never compromise with anyone. Please.
Do you agree? Do you agree with me?
Yes,
yeah.
Of course I agree. I would never compromise. Yeah. Never.
No. But a lot of people do.
In a relationship, compromise. You,
so, Margot, I tell you, I work
okay,
with people for 30 years.
Carmen, let me tell you this.
Right. Okay, my love.
This is what you have to say to the people that are calling you.
Tell me.
In a relationship, your partner has to bring out your joy, and you have
I
to
agree.
Bring out their joy.
So
if
true.
Not doing it, it's
so true.
Kimisagi, goodbye.
So true. It's as simple as that.
Huh?
It's as simple as that, you know?
Yeah. It's as simple as that. Bring out my
right.
joy, I bring out your joy. If you're not doing it, adios. That's it.
That's it. Well, you, Jessica, people tend to complicate things so much and they make it so difficult for themselves. And then all the time I'm hearing what is going on. It's complicated because they actually don't know how to explain it and
no,
how to.
The
yeah.
The problem is with a lot of people, they're lonely. They have to learn how to be happy with themselves first.
So true. So true.
Okay.
So we used to
but
say, marry yourself first before marrying someone else, you know?
Right, you know,
yeah.
I mean...
So tell me about you, because I know what is going on in your life.
The bracelet never came back yet, but I'm not giving up hope.
No, you're not giving...
Say.
In life, we're not giving up on things. Because I always say there's no expiration for making things possible. And it's interesting how sometimes we have to struggle, and the more you don't give, the better it feels. When you see that being resolved, you say, hallelujah, I made it happen, you know, and I participated and I worked very hard, but I never gave up. It's all about not giving up. You never give up on your dreams. You never give up on succeeding. You never give up improving to yourself that, yes, if I was told, you know, that I'm going to get it, I want to make sure I work for it. And I'm going to do it, and I want to make it happen.
That's how that goes. But I have one question. I have
Tell
to
me.
Move here in January. I have to move here from in January because they closed where I'm living. So
you are moving. Yeah.
Should I go to Fort Lauderdale or Greece or New York or Las Vegas?
Oh, wow. Well, it's such a different... when you say in these places, they're the world of a difference. So going to Greece, I just spent 3 weeks in Europe. I tell you, Europe is a different world. I'm in a different world versus America. It's so different that it's even hard to define.
Maybe Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale is a very... I live in Florida for almost 30 years of my life I spent in Florida. And I will not change it with anything else. I will never change Florida with Los Angeles. I lived in New York 27 years also, so I can't compare. Now, New York is so crazy lately, you know what I mean? If you somebody very young, I say go to New York, but after 40, 50, I will not advise anybody to go to New York because it's way too crowded. I will say out of all of this, probably I will, you're not going to believe it, I will go for Lauderdale. If not, I will go for Greece because there are places in Greece that life is paradise on earth and people live 100-something years because of their food, because of the state of calmness and equilibrium and everything. It depends what you want out of life, you know?
Yeah, so I'll go to Fort Lauderdale in Greece.
One of the two. Choose one of the two. There are places in Greece, I tell you, when with $20,000, you buy an apartment on the water side with a view of the water, you live like a queen, a stability, fabulous food. Life in Europe is way different than different kind of people. You can compare. Or you live in Florida, well, it's a great life too, but it's America, and in many respects, America is an America. No other country in the world will come even close, you know.
Okay.
So that says it all. I personally will choose for Lauderdale. But if you say, well, I really want a life because I don't have a lot of money and I want to be somewhere where I can live with less money and whatever, then I'll probably, Greece will be the cheapest place to live and the best way to live. You understand? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Have a beautiful night and thank you for your time.
I love you, and okay. And I'm so grateful for being my wonderful friend and calling me on the radio. I love you, okay. My dear Margot, and I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate all your advice.
All right, we'll talk next week. Be well. God bless.
Okay, my love, you too. And I still have some minutes. I just want to let you know that if you want to be in touch with me, it's very easy to connect with me because I always want you to be my friend on social media. You can go on Facebook, Carmen Hara. I do a lot of live shows on Facebook or on Instagram at Carmen Hara. You can see my videos. You can see my post, and you can connect. You can call me if you need me. You can write me an email at carmenhara@aol.com. You can watch my YouTube channel with all my videos. I have always, I write so a lot of articles from Huffington Post. I write to Silvana. I write to Thrive, Arianna Huffington, new magazine. I write sometime even for Oprah. So if you want to read my articles, they on Body Green. You find them everywhere. I write articles on relationships, so I'm telling you a little bit about me. If you want to follow me everywhere, you certainly can. I am finishing a new book that I'm very excited about, and I hope that you guys will continue to follow me and listen to my show. As you know, my show is every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Miracle Diagnosis for Everyday Life. On Home Time Radio. I love Home Time Radio. It's my favorite station so far. I've been working from WABC with every station that exists, but this is the station I love, I prefer, and I'm grateful that they allow me to host my own show. So for everybody listening, I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio, and I'll talk to you next week.